Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one, Klal Yisrael, and daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 19th day of the month of Teves here in the United States, and already Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, 20th day of Teves and Eretz Yisrael. Week's Parsha is Parsha Shemos. We begin a new book, a new chapter of Shovavim. Today's program is generously sponsored by Mrs. Linda Miller in honor of Tzipora Bas Shendel. May the medical procedure that she's undergoing today go safely and smoothly, and may the results bring positive news. Please God, in your to Hashem. Thank you so much, Linda, for your generosity. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ron Gavili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. That Hashem please watch over all the chayalim, safeguard them, protect them in their mission, protect all of us around the world. Amongst all Cholei Yisrael, please keep in mind, as mentioned, Tzipora Bas Shendel, as well as Rafael Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana, and all those in need of a refuah, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, they all in need have a refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Adam Starr of Congregation Or HaTorah in Atlanta, Georgia, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Starr's remarks, we'll recite together Tehillim, beginning with Parak Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. There's a chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we'll recite Achenu in both Hebrew and English. We'll be followed by the Mishaberach for our dear and precious Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Starr will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds, give each of us here on the call the opportunity insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, ou.org/Tehillim Call. My understanding is that there have been some issues with the email as of recent. Please check your spam box. For whatever reason, it's gone there over the last few days or week or so. And if there is an option, especially if it's with Gmail, you can click, but this is not spam. And if for whatever reason you stopped receiving the email and it's not in your spam box, you can resubscribe. And I apologize for the inconvenience by doing so again at the link ou.org/Tehillim Call. And lastly, to sponsor the daily Tehillim Call, whether it's for the day, for the week, for the month, for whatever reason to celebrate a simcha, to commemorate a yard site for someone in need of a refuah shalema, whatever the reason be, we always appreciate the dedication to the call. Just calling in is the dedication, but we also appreciate very much generosity to maintain and keep the call going. And again, that link is ou.org/call, ou.org/call. And with that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Starr.
Thank you, Naftali, for this special opportunity. I'd like to dedicate my remarks and the Tehillim that will be recited on behalf of a refuah shalema to a young baby girl in my community who is in need of a refuah shalema, Eden Briel Bat Margalit Gila. Let me begin with a simple but profound question. What was the character trait that caused Moshe Rabbeinu to be chosen to be the Redeemer of Israel and the one who would receive the Torah on Am Yisrael's behalf? It's certainly not his eloquence. As Moshe himself says in our parsha, Lo ish dvarim anochi. I am not a man of words. So what was it? The Torah, in fact, gives us the answer again and again and again. And it is the word Vayar, and he was able to see. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's ability to see, and to see with empathy, to feel the suffering of others, that gave him the the CV to be able to be chosen to be the Redeemer of Israel. We first see this word, this verb, vayar, where Moshe Rabbeinu, upon leaving Paro's palace, it says, vayetze el achav, he went out to his brethren, vayar b'sivlotam, and he saw their suffering. Rashi here explains, natan einav libo liot meitzar alehem. Moshe Rabbeinu put his eyes and his heart into their pain. In other words, his seeing was not simply physical sight. Moshe's vision is one of moral and empathy. Many people see suffering, but few allow themselves to truly feel it. And that is the trait that set Moshe Rabbeinu apart. This trait of seeing with empathy continues. As the Torah states, Vayar ish mitzri makeh ish ivri. And Moshe saw an Egyptian striking an Israelite. Moshe does not turn away. His sight and empathy move him into action. Where did Moshe get this trait from, of seeing with empathy? I'd like to suggest that he received this from those who raised him. Moshe's mother, when he was born, Tzipora, Vatera oto kitov, and she saw that he was good. In the face of suffering, Moshe's mother was able to see hope. And Bat Paro, upon discovering Moshe in the basket, the Torah tells us, Vatera Bat Paro ateva. She saw the basket. Vatiftach vatera eyu et hayeled. And she opened it up and she saw the child inside who was crying. Even in the heart of the palace of oppression, Paro looked and acted with compassion. In the face of suffering, Moshe's mother was able to see hope. Redemption begins with the capacity to see and to care. And therefore, it was this trait of being able to see that we finally see that Moshe, that Hashem chose Moshe. At the burning bush, we read, Vayomer Moshe asura naver et hamar eha gadol hazeh. Let me turn aside to see this great sight. Why the bush is not burning? And Hashem responds, Vayar Hashem kisar lirot. Hashem saw that Moshe turned away to see this sight, that it was Moshe's ability to not ignore and just keep walking, but to see something of significance and take notice of it, that is a trait for which he would be chosen. Moshe could have ignored this sight. Instead, he stops. He observes and he engages. This turning aside to see is what allows Hashem to speak with him and eventually to speak through him to B'nai Yisrael. In just a few moments, as we join together in Tehillim, we are practicing this same trait. When we recite Tehillim on behalf of those in need, we are opening our eyes to see the suffering, the needs, and the potential for a hope and good. May we merit in our lives and in our communities, and as part of Am Yisrael, to see with empathy, to act with compassion, and to notice the divine presence, even in small or hidden ways. And may we all be inspired by Moshe Rabbeinu, who taught us that this true vision of empathy has the ability to change the world for the better. We'll now begin the recitation of the Tehillim, beginning with Psalm 20, Tehillim Chaf. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai biyom tzara, Yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, Umitzion yisadeka, Yizkor kol minchotecha veolatcha yidash nesela. Yiten lecha chelvavecha, v'kolatzatcha yimalei. Niranina bishuatecha, uveshem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yadati ki oshia Adonai mishicho. Ya'anehu mishnei kotsho. Bigvurot yesha yimino. Eile varechev, ve'eile vasusim. Ve'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Hemakaru v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nitodad. Adonai Oshia, ha'melech ya'anenu v'yom karenu. Shir la'malos, Psalm 21, Tilim Kuf Chavala. Shir la'malos, esoinai el heharim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai. Ose shamayim ba'aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yadim inecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikolra, Yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvoecha, Me'ata li'ad olam. Tilim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hama'alos, mima'amakim kirasicha Adonai, Adonai shim'a bekoli, diena oznecha kashuvos v'kol, Tachanunai. Imavonos tishmorya, Adonai miyamod. Ki imcha haslicha, lima'an tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivsa nafshi, vilidvaro hochalti. Nafshi Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, im Adonai achesed, beharbei imo fidus. Vuhu yiftas Yisrael, mikol avonosav. Achenu. Achenu kobeis Yisrael, hanesunim basaro uvashivya. Haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem alehem, yotzei mitzara lirvacha, umeafela laora, umishibud ligula. Hashata bagalwa ubizman kari, benomar, amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now swiftly and soon, and let us say, amen. We'll now recite the Mishaberach L'Chayalei Tzachal, the prayer on behalf of the holy and brave men and women serving in the Israeli Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzvahagana L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Arteinu V'Arei Eloheinu, Migbul HaLevanon V'Ad Mitmar Mitzrayim, ומן הים הגדול על אבור אהבה ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים, ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל פרה וסוכה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יד בר שונאינו תחתיהם ויעצרם בכתר ישועה, ובעטרת ניצחון. יקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. And now the Mishaberach L'Cholim, the prayer on behalf of those who are sick and in need of healing, of refuat hanefesh, refuat haguf. At the appropriate time, I will pause for approximately 30 seconds. For those to insert and recite the names of individuals who are in need of a refuah at this time. Mishabera achav oseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David Shlomo Hu yivarech v'yirateh esacholim esacholos. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimale Rachamim Aleihem Lachalim Amarapot Lachazik Lachayotam Yishlach Lehem Erefua Shleimim Min Hashamayim L'Cholei Rav V'Chol Gidav V'Stoch Shach L'Yisrael Refuat HaNefesh Refuat HaGuf Hashta V'Agala U'Yizman Kariz V'Nomar Amen Refuat Shleimim.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Star. Great to have you on. We certainly look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, Mirat Hashem, in the near future. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day and a beautiful Shabbos.